Venerable Geshe-la tells a story about the dangers of teaching emptiness. So this story is for me, really, but I'm sharing it with you just to show I need to be careful. It says, if those who are unsuitable recipients listen to teachings on emptiness, those who are unsuitable recipients listen to teachings on emptiness. So I'm not saying you're an unsuitable recipient. Of course not. You're a suitable recipient because you're listening to this. But if they do, then there is a danger they might misunderstand what the teaching means, and they fall into the extreme of nihilism, thinking nothing exists. Okay, so this is the big danger when a person, we say not suitable, actually everybody's suitable to some extent. Suitability really depends upon the skill of the teacher, yeah? Actually, in truth. Yeah? So here's this story. In ancient times, there was a great meditator called Elephant Skin, who was so called because he used to meditate in a tent made from the skin of a dead elephant. Through the force of his renunciation, that means his wish to leave suffering of samsara permanently, through the force of his renunciation, he meditated continuously on emptiness, until he completely eradicated all his delusions and he became a foe destroyer. A foe destroyer is a term we use to talk about a person who's destroyed the foe, the inner foe of the delusions. He became a person who's got rid of all their delusions. He attained the permanent inner peace of nirvana. How wonderful. This yogi, great yogi, Elephant Skin. His fame quickly spread and finally reached the king of that region. The king visited the yogi and requested teachings so that he too might acquire such fame. Okay, so that knowledge should give you a little bit of a warning. The king was really requesting teachings for an inappropriate reason, wasn't he? His motivation was not pure. He wanted to take the yogi's teachings and make himself famous. Okay, so none of you have done that coming to the festival. Your motivation is pure. Okay, but the king had this strange motivation. Anyway, Elephant Skin explained to the king how all phenomena are empty of true existence. The king, however, did not have the wisdom to understand the teaching and understood Elephant Skin to be saying that phenomena, things, do not exist at all. He was outraged that such perverse views were being spread in his kingdom. And he ordered Elephant Skin to be put to death, to be executed. A sad story for Elephant Skin. Although, of course, for Elephant Skin, if you think about it, he attained nirvana, so being executed was not such a big deal for him. But some years later, the king met another teacher who carefully explained to him all the stages of the path, from the preciousness of our human life all the way through to the faults of samsara. And he then gradually introduced the king to the subtle view that all phenomena are empty of true existence. And this time the king understood and was struck with great remorse when he realized his first teacher had in fact given him authentic teachings. Okay. So I'm laughing, but I shouldn't be laughing really. It's just my terrible sense of humor that you know very well. So why am I sharing that with you? Well, really, it's about when we receive teachings on emptiness, we need to have a good motivation, principally wanting to understand these teachings, which are so different from our normal way of understanding things. Our normal way of understanding things is actually not understanding anything. Due to our ignorance, we're very confused. And so when we hear teachings on emptiness, they always, conflict. They always conflict with what our normal way of understanding is. And we're very stubborn. We don't want to listen to these things. No, that's wrong. So So when we listen to teachings and emptiness, we should try to put on one side our objections temporarily. Just put them on one side and listen carefully to the instruction. Just allow it to go deep into our mind so that we've at least understood the words in the sequences that the words are spelt out. We kind of understand the phraseologies, like, for example, the things we normally see. The things we normally see. That's five words, isn't it? So many people confused about this phrase. What does that mean, the things we normally see? So, you know, it sounds like a simple phrase, doesn't it? The things we normally see. But if we don't understand what that means, the things we normally see, then we'll never understand emptiness. So I can teach to the best of my ability, but you from your side also need to have an intention to spend some time contemplating the meaning of the teaching, coming back to the book, maybe thinking again and again, what does this mean? What does this mean? Does it mean this? What does emptiness really mean? What's the things we normally see, and so forth? Try to get our own understanding, yeah? Get it clear.